Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Dav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevamah Staf Chofei. The Gemara in Amud Beis introduces for the first time in Shas the idea of Odom Korov Etzel Atzvoy. One is considered to be a relative to himself. And because he's a relative to himself, he's not Nemon in Edus. You don't trust him. When he says in Edus, he tests the testimony, regardless if the testimony is for good or for bad, like any other relative, that you don't trust his testimony. And therefore, in our sugyo, he's not considered to be a rasha, even though he said he did something wrong. Now, this idea is echoed also in Avodas Hashem, as brought down in the Sefer Tolas Yaakov, which is a Kabbalah Sefer written by Rav Meir Gabay on the Tfilos of the year, when he speaks about Yom Kippurim, and he speaks about the vidui of Yom Kippur. Says to Tolas Yaakov, you know why a person has to be so specific on his chait? He has to be tvade bepeh. He has to be mefaret esachet. He has to come and be very detailed about all the chatoim that he did. Because we have a rule, Adam Karvitz Latzvoy. One cannot implicate himself when he said he did something wrong. So therefore, Hashem gave us Darkei Teshuva, that a Yid is going to go and say out loud what he did wrong. And mainly, you cannot use his words as a testimony against him. Because Adam Korvitz Latzvoy ain't Adam Meisim Atzvoy Rosho. So the mere fact that a person is saying his chatoim, the mere fact that a pasuk comes and details his chait with his own words, that itself gives him kaparo, because you can't use his testimony against him. This is the big yesod of the Tolas Yaakov, and the Shlok quotes him. Now the big question is, we find Chazal tell us in a few places that the person's own body or his own neshama is going to come and testify against him. The Gemara in Chagiga of Tzayin and Mudalav tells us that who is going to testify on a person he did something wrong? The Gemara brings a few options. And one of the options the Gemara says, Chachoy Mo'imim Nishmasoy Shel Odoy Mi'ido Boy. His neshama will testify against him. And later the Gemara says, Eivorov Shel Odoy Mi'idim Boy. His limbs will testify against him. The Chidah and a few of his Sfarim brings this question. He says, we have this idea that Chazal tell us that a person, his own body, his own neshama will testify against him. How can they testify against him? He brings, by the way, he doesn't bring the Gemara and Chagigo, but he brings other sources, Chazal, mainly Sefer HaZoyah. But he says, we have a rule, Ein Odom Meisi Batzor Rasha. A person cannot testify against himself. Really, this Yisrael of Tolas Yaakov that says that's the whole point of Vidui. So how lost love are we going to have that a person's own neshama, his own limbs, will come and testify against him? So the Chidah in his Sefer Dvarim Echodim, which is the drushas that he gave, says there's a sheet in the Rishon in the Rashbats that even though a person cannot make himself Rasha for Edu's purposes, for testimony, but he could be a Rasha in order to get a punishment on his Aveiro. And therefore, this is the idea of the Neshama coming lost in love, telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu I did something wrong, so they can get punished. This doesn't work with the Tolas Yaakov, because Tolas Yaakov says that's the reason a person gets kaparo. But maybe that will be an answer according to the Rashbats. Problem is, says the Chidah, and many of the Rishonim argue in the Rashbats. And they hold that not only for testimony, but there's no punishment that can occur from one when he's testifying on himself. So if so, calls back the question, how can the neshama and the limbs of a person come and testify him up there in Shemaim? So answers the Chidah that the Rabbeinu Yerucham says a gevaltike yesoit. He says yes. When a person comes and says he did something wrong, ain't no meisim atzvoy rasha, we don't trust him for testimony. And also, you don't punish him because you don't trust him. But unless the person says, I want to do tshuva, I know I did something wrong, please, Beis Din, help me do tshuva. I'm begging you, give me something to do tshuva. So then, says Rabbi Yerucham, there is something we will give him, which is malchus. We can't kill him, can't do misa, Beis Din. Beis Din is not allowed to do misa without proper edus. But to give him malchus, basically can have a decision to give him malchus. If a person is begging, saying, I deserve a punishment, I want to get kapara, please give me something, you could give him malchus. Says the Chidah, that's the pshat, what happens lo sed lovoi. When the neshama and the evarim of Adam come for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we did something wrong, it's not a third party testimony, testifying about somebody else. But it's a person himself. And Be'olam Ma'emes, that's what a person says, I want to get kaparo. I want to be able to go into Be'olam Ma'emes. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me get there. So then, Because Baruch Hu could give a punishment, not because it's a revenge or to give something a person doesn't want, but in order to comply with the will of the neshama and the yevarim. And up there in Shemaim, any punishment can happen. It's not like Beis Din, you can't have Misa. That's the reason, says the Chidor, that in Beis Din Shemalo, a person's own body and soul can come and testify against him, and that will bring his punishment. According to this, this works very well to Las Yaakov. That's all when a person goes to Beis Din Shemalo. There's nothing else he can do but get punished in order to fix himself. But down here, a person can do tshuva. Down here, a person can still fix what he did wrong. So he doesn't want to get punished. He wants to go and do the right thing. He's saying, Avidu, he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I did something wrong. I don't want this to be accepted to get punishment. Let me now change my ways, become good. So Emily is not interested in the punishment. That's why he says it to Asa Yaakov, the Avidu works, because Ein Odom Meisi Matzvah Rasha, Odom Karev Etzel Hatzvoy. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.